Three separate police forces allowed him the privilege of police officer when they could and should have stopped him.
Dame Ellis Angiolini, who's heading the inquiry, also says that without a sweeping overhaul, there's nothing to stop something happening again. And police accepts its investigation into a report of indecent exposure was flawed, while the Met says it's determined to reform. One of the hairy bikers, Dave Myers, has died aged 66. He had cancer. Ministers have been told they must prepare for the likelihood of assisted dying becoming legalised in places like the Isle of Man in Jersey. But MPs have stopped short of recommending a vote in Westminster. Campaigners fear changes to the law could put pressure on the vulnerable. Dame Esther Ranson's renewed calls for a debate. Her daughter, Rebecca Wilcox, was asked if she'd travel to Dignitas with her mum.
I don't have time to go to prison. I mean, who does? I hear Switzerland is very nice. I've never been. Maybe I would have a coincidental alongside trip.
Russia's president has told NATO countries there's a risk of nuclear war if they send troops to Ukraine.
They are preparing to strike our territory. And of course, all this is very dangerous because it could actually trigger the use of nuclear weapons. Do they not understand that?
Vladimir Putin's annual State of the Nation address is a chance to outline international and domestic policy ahead of the upcoming presidential election, which is all but certain to hand him another six-year term. Michael Gove has been placed under investigation by Parliament's Standards Watchdog. It relates to the Levelling Up Secretary's Register of Financial Interests. And a monkey which escaped from a wildlife park in the Scottish Highlands last month has been given a new home for a fresh start. He is now at Edinburgh Zoo. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks so much to Anna.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it is 11 degrees, heavy rain and a moderate breeze. And it's not looking too pleasant out there today. Pretty overcast. Going to be the same tomorrow and you might get a little bit of sunshine on a Saturday. But it looks like it's going to be raining through the weekend as well, possibly. Sunday, maybe we might miss it, but the weather is rubbish.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 through till 1. Now, I mentioned it earlier, the corpse flower, which apparently has an intense stench, which does attract visitors in San Francisco. Some report it smelling like rotting flesh, hence the rather grotesque name, but others detect a rotting food or sweaty socks or even garlic. I won't be able to do that, I don't think. You have to line up to go past and get a whiff, although I think you can smell it all over the place. The plant only blooms every 7 to 10 years. Crowds line up in California Academy of Science, a research institute and museum on Wednesday as the endangered tropical flower bloomed, releasing the intense scent. The corpse flower only blooms for 1 or 3 days, despite taking up to a decade to do so. Oh, wow, so it's quite unusual. Still, I don't know. In certain directions, I definitely picked up on sweaty socks, sweaty gym clothes, but probably not full-on rotting meat, but definitely a smelly a plant than average, said a few people. It's kind of, I'm not saying that, I'll be sick. No, it's not something I would like to go near. I know there's some really great, is it durian fruit, which apparently tastes like ice cream. Some people say it doesn't, but it smells like vomit. I think it's called vomit fruit, isn't it? But it's a durian. You can buy them. They taste very, if you go over to places like, I think, Vietnam, you can get them, and they're really lovely, apparently. But it's meant to taste like sort of ice cream custard. But the smell, that'd be enough. You can, that'd be enough for me. You know, it's making my mouth water, but not in a good way. Right, I think we'll kick off the hour with something a little bit different. Let's go back to the 80s. I've not played this on the show, I don't think, before. Maybe I have, I don't know. It's on the playlist. It's Jackie Graham with Set Me Free.
I love local radio because it's radio. And this local.
Yeah.
it's twisting, and it's the voices in your head now.
Try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gosh, I wish this weather would brighten up a little bit. It's too depressing. We need some sunshine. Then we can complain it's too hot. I've got a jumper on. I mean, I've been wearing a jumper. I've seemed like I've been wearing a jumper, not the same one. It might as well be for the last... I've been wearing it a few days. It seems like I've been wearing jumpers since September. October, November, December, January, February, March. 6 months. I mean, it just seems like I'm wearing a jumper for longer. I wanted to start wearing, you know, slightly, a bit, you know, take a couple of layers off. Not that I've got loads of layers. Well, I haven't got loads of layers on, but you know what I mean? It's just this weather doesn't make you feel positive about anything. Although, this afternoon, I am going to the cinema. I'm going to see a film, which is something called Letters. Let's have a look. Cinema film. I've seen promos for it about Letters. And I think it is based on a true sort of Wicked Little Letters. In the 1920s, English seaside bears witness to a dark and absurd scandal in this riotous mystery comedy based on stranger-than-fiction true story, in fact. Wicked Little Letters follows two neighbours, deeply conservative Edith Swan, who's Olivia Colman, and rowdy Irish migrant Rose Gooding, Jessie Buckley. I love both those actresses. And it's apparently meant to be quite funny. I have seen little... excerpts of it on TV, but it does look pretty good, so I'm going to see that this afternoon. Hopefully I'll get a luxury sort of seat as well. I haven't got somebody else has got the ticket, so we'll see if I get a luxury seat or not. Mate, you know, one of the ones where you can have a glass of wine, it might be that one. Don't know yet. I've been to cinema for ages. What was the last thing I saw? Oh yeah, I saw it's one of the West End plays, and again I've forgotten what it is, but it was set in the 1920s. That wasn't bad. I took one of my friends a couple of years ago to the cinema. It was such a pain in the bum. And I turned round, and there's only a few people in there, and I turned round after I paid for his ticket, because he never had any money, and he's like, "When are you wake up? What is this film's boring?" I said, "I literally just got in it," and he just slept throughout the whole thing, and then kept snoring, so I had to keep doing that kind of motion. Dig, dig. Years and years, this is Eyes Shut, which is what he had. And snoring.
Though our hearts are mean, let it fall and hit the ground, let it go. Your timing was so wrong, I just want to be found.
Track from Church of Trees. It's called That's All, and it's out now. Now, I was asking about your favourite toast topping, and Blue Scar has said peanut butter on toast is at elite level. Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, I like peanut butter on toast, but I also have it with butter as well. I don't know if you're meant to do that. Some people say, oh, no, you don't put butter on peanut butter on toast, but I always do. I don't know what you do. I mean, I thought that's the way it is, but... yeah, I do like it a bit crunchy. A marmalade on toast, says Joe Cass, is the only way. That's a good, good. I like that. Marmalade. What type? Orange marmalade or lemon? You can get a few, can't you? Different ones. I fancy it. Do you know what? Shouldn't do this. Just put a little blueberry chewing gum in, because I've got to go to the dentist next week. I'm building myself up. I've got a hole in my tooth now, and... yeah, it's going to be costly. I don't really want to get a crown because they're between £400 to £800. I'd rather have it filled if they can. And then I'm probably going to need some more fillings. And then by the time they've done all the x-rays, because I got booted off the NHS because I didn't go for 2 years. I didn't realise, if you're out there now listening to this, if you have an NHS dentist, make sure that you go to see them. I didn't go because I was trying to save myself some money by thinking I'll wait until things get, you know, a bit worse. And I saved myself no money because now I've got to go privately. And the thing is, it's going to be a huge amount of money. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might have to do it in stages. I mean, I think for the checkup, it's £85, I think it is. And then they'll have a look, tell you what you need to have done from there on in. And then I think fillings are like £100 or £195, £200, something like that. I thought a filling was between £40 and £70. I don't know what century I was living in. But it's so easy. You know, it's cheaper to actually fly probably over to Poland and have your teeth done there. Or go to Turkey and have like a regular, not turkey teeth. I don't want that sort of thing done. But, you know, go and have your regular fillings. Fly out abroad, stay in a hotel for a couple of days. It's probably cheaper than having them done in the UK. Yeah, I know. I should stop moaning. I can't help myself. I just like to moan.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Hutton UPA Open Morning at Bishop's Hill on Tuesday the 5th of March. It's the Bishop's Hill Adult Community College in Brentwood. Now, you can go along there. If you're not in full-time employment, you can go along there, make new friends, use your brain, have fun with over 40 interest groups, theatre trips and visits to places of interest. You can come and find out what to do on this free open morning between 9:30 and 12:30. So if you're out there and, you know, you're retired and you think, or I'm not seeing anybody, or, you know, your children might be at school and you might want to pop out and do so, this is a really good thing to find out. There's over 40 interest groups there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here's Madonna. Express Human yourself. Nature. Express yourself. Express yourself. Don't repress 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 yourself.
And I'm outside.
I'm outside.
Inside.
It's you.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Sorry.
pieces. I'm breaking all the rules I didn't.
Express yourself, don't impress yourself.
You took my words and made a trap for silly fools. You held me down and tried to make me free.
Express yourself, don't impress yourself.
Did I say something true?
That is Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers with Got To Get You Into My Life. We got a brand new track from the Pet Shop Boys coming up in a while with a Lonely List. Before that, let's check the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right on to the roads, just on Doddinghurst Road, outside the Brentwood Centre. There's three-way temporary traffic signals. They're doing some painting on the road with the signage, etc. Hopefully that will be cleared pretty soon and won't be on for a couple of days. I wouldn't think so anyway. Looking at, let's have a quick look, where are we? Brook Street roundabout is fine. Temporary traffic signals, A1023 London Road both ways at Spittle Lane. Also, temporary traffic works on Western Road both ways at Park Road. You've got them on the A128 Ingrave Road both ways at Hogarth Avenue. I'll get that correct in a minute. Very, very busy around Wilson's Corner up the Ongar Road, heading on to Wilson's Corner in all directions at the moment. A12 is not looking too bad. And if you're heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, that is a clear run. Coming back through the tunnel, actually no problems at all. If you're heading up towards the M11, that's fine. But then coming down from Faden Mount to roughly about Navestock, a little bit busy at the moment, but it doesn't say if there's any issues there at all. No, it's just sheer weight of traffic. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up on the Drive Time Show with Joe. Brand new one from the Pet Shop Boys. This is Loneliness. Is Roisin Quinn. This is a remix of her track Running From Yourself. She is an Essex-based songwriter, and very good she is too.
It's folding here, and if the doubt creeps its way back in, you
really classy, loving that. Roisin Quinn, based in Essex, singer-songwriter. That is the remix of Running From Yourself. Interviewed her, I think, last year or the year before, and she played live, and her album is phenomenal. Check it out. Loving that. And now the question of the day. I asked a little question of the day, didn't I? Yes, I did, about toast. It's National Toast Day, so I wanted to know what you had on your toast. Now, here we go. So we've already heard from JCAS. He has marmalade. Joanne said pate and chutney. Yeah, you see, if I have pate, I have to have Brenston pickle or onion marmalade. My sister's the same. Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Mel said avocado, sun-dried tomatoes, chili oil and black pepper. Peanut butter is nice too, but not at the same time. See, I like avocado, sun-dried tomatoes, and I'm a lover of tomatoes. Can't stand them. I remember when they first came into fashion and people started having them in sandwiches, and I remember having one and going, oh, no, no, no. Alison said she likes Marmite. Very well. She really likes fried tomatoes as well with balsamic. Oh, yes, balsamic vinegar. Yeah, me too. Me too. I love that. I do, yeah. Do you know what? Sometimes I have had just a bowl of tomatoes with a bit of bread to dip in, and I always put lots of black pepper and a little bit of tomato sauce in just to sweeten them up a bit. Billy Brown said, I stopped eating bread 8 months ago, but Marmite was with properly buttered toast. Oh, yeah. A lot of people give up bread. It's something about, I don't know, I don't enjoy bread as much as I used to do. I told you that the other week, didn't I? My sister is saying about, you know, going for lunch and a sandwich, and I'm like, don't think I want anything too doughy. I don't like thick slices of bread where you can't literally open your mouth to bite into them, or it's too much bread and not enough filling. Nobody wants that. Or too much crust. I'm too old to be munching on a crust. Do you know what I mean? You get to an age where you're like, I can't be bothered to crunch. I'm going to have to cut that off. I want crustless bread. Because I can't be bothered. Yeah. Just coming up to 12:47. We've still got Rachel Brooks with Saviour by her brand new track, and the JoJo Man Band with Happy. That'll be taking us up to the news. First off, let's have a look at some of the ads. Better get those out of the way.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Toast. Also about Cadbury's cream egg. Very foodie show as always. And a very happy birthday to Mrs. G, who is 10 today, because her birthday is on the 29th. So all you leap year babies, I hope you're having a fantastic birthday. Whatever you're doing for the rest of the afternoon, have a fun one. I'll be back tomorrow from 10 o'clock. Stay tuned. You've got the playlist for 2 hours of great music. And then Joe Bailey will be here with the Drive Time Show.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hi,
thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Here's Rachel Brooks. This is Say Goodbye. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow from 10.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area.